And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and on today's episode, we're going to have a lot of fun. All right, that's all I got to say about that. Brent is already in the chat over on Facebook saying this is the anticipation is killing him. So I'm glad you could wait 2 minutes. I was going to change that countdown to 5 minutes, but maybe I'm not going to, okay, because I don't have that much patience. So today's show is going to be pretty awesome. Actually, this whole entire week on Creating Daily is going to be awesome. I got Chris Vaglio joining me today to talk about the building a rock star brand. Really going to be talking about building your personal brand, and I think as a content creator, this is hugely, hugely important for us to do along the journey. Not just hide behind the logo, but really get out there, put our faces out there, be vulnerable, and build our community and our audience. We're going to talk about all that fun stuff. I got my friend John joining me tomorrow to talk about the creative brain overload and how to deal with that. Wednesday, we got a creator roundtable coming up, going to be on Clubhouse and on all the live streaming platforms that we're currently on. Thursday, Thursday, I'm gonna talk to you about audio gear, what you can buy that doesn't break the bank to really level up your audio as a creator, content creator, live streamer. And then to finish it up on Friday, my normal co-host Sid is a little bit under the weather this week, so I'm going to let him rest. I'm going to give him a day off, all right? He's older. He's not feeling good. I'm going to give him a day off. I'm going to bring my friend Chris Giles in to talk about NFTs and how we can use them to create revenue into our live streaming projects, all that kind of fun stuff. So today, though, my friend Chris, he's a great dude. Comes from a long history of film and video, photography, music, all those fun things. And so he's going to be joining us here in a few minutes from the Rocket Growth Agency headquarters. I don't know if that's what he calls them, but that's what I decided to call it last minute. All right, so let's jump right in to our first little segment here. As you guys always know, before we have the person on, the real person, the special person, we're going to have a couple segments. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
What? It's tool time with Creating Daily.
All right, so today's tool is Poddex. My friends over at Poddex have created these really amazing decks of cards, like literal decks. They also have an app that you can check out. But if you are struggling with any ideas of like, how in the world do I come up with the content? What about questions? No fear. Poddex is here. It's going to help you spark those creative conversations on your podcast, your live stream, your social media, Christmas dinners with your weird uncle, or maybe even on an airplane somewhere that you want to talk to a stranger. Maybe you can strike it up. So it's going to help you do that. And you can save 10% off of any physical decks or anything in their online store by going to poddex.com and punching in code creating daily, all one word. So there you go. I just finished setting that up this morning so you can get a 10% off code creating daily. All right, now let's jump over to our creator highlight.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, if you are an expert, this creator highlight is brought to you by Owl. That's OWWLL, so double W's. I don't know if that's the right way to say that. But you can use code BT614503 for early access to their beta app. And then also, it's going to give you a $10 sign-up bonus. So whatever side of the mic you're on, if you're the expert, you can get paid for your advice. Or if you're the advice seeker, then you can get quick advice. So there you go. Advice at the tips of your fingers. And today's creator highlight goes to my new friend, India Delgado. She, first of all, is doing something crazy, incredible. She's doing 100 days of live streaming. So this is a screenshot. If you're watching this video of day 56 last night, she was actually walking me through some Elgato settings for my stream deck that I love. So anyway, she's awesome. Go check her out. Just type in her name, India Delgado, and you can and check out her YouTube channel. She's going to be on there live. I think she did day 56 yesterday. Obviously, today will be day 50, 57. I almost said 58 because I can't count. But anyway, that is our creator highlight. So really appreciate them. So go check out that. Go check out Poddex. Go check out Al. I did so many call to actions. But today, I'm really pumped. I'm really excited. I've had a lot of coffee. And I got my friend Chris on, who is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to building personal brands. Like I said earlier, spent a lot of time building a brand for 20 years, decided I really want to help people, and made a transition into helping people one-on-one in small groups, that kind of thing. And so today, he is here to help us. So I want to welcome my friend Chris Vaglio to the show. What's up, Chris? How are you doing, man?
Pretty awesome. Thanks for having me. This is great. Thanks for having this is really cool. I'm so happy to finally be on here because, you know, I've been watching the show since you started doing it. And it's been really cool seeing all the different guests that have come on and everybody's I've actually learned a lot from a lot of the experts that you've had on here. So this has been a great show. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, I appreciate it. It's always an honor to share a stage with you either on Clubhouse or now here on this live stream. So I guess we're sharing a lot of stages because we're on YouTube and Facebook and Guild and Bullhorn and all the places. And just want to remind, everywhere. We're everywhere. So I want to remind people too that they can ask any questions in the chat. Just put Q: and ask your question. That way I can quickly get to it and bring it on the screen or whatnot. So Chris, before we jump into it, speaking of pod decks, I got a few pod deck questions for you. I wanted to whip out here to just get it all warmed up, change it up a little bit. So first question, if you were designing your own fragrance to represent you, what would you call it?
Ooh, if I was designing my own fragrance, what would I call it?
What would you call it? Yeah.
Ah, man, I think I'm just going to keep it with the theme of everything, you know, like I think I would just call it like Rocket. You know,
it's called Rocket.
ROC, all right. Rocket, you know, like, you know, with the lightning bolt and everything. So it's like, you know, it's the Rocket fragrance.
The whole thing. All right. All right.
Just keep the branding going. Just keep,
yeah, man, you're a branding guy. Like, you can't come off brand. That was a dumb question. Get out of here. Dumb question. Get out of here. I should know
you
need better.
That, like that old like David Letterman like sound effect when he used to throw stuff, like, shh, you hear like the glass shatter behind you.
Yeah, dude, I should get that. That way I throw something, I just hit that thing.
I used to always laugh at that.
All right, man. So speaking of branding, speaking of like social media, getting people, well, we haven't spoke of any of that yet, but we will. Right. What is a surefire way that someone can grab your attention? So if they're browsing LinkedIn, they come across Chris Vaglio and they go, I want this guy's attention. How do they get it?
You know, I love this question actually, because I get, you know, you always get these DMs and stuff like that. Like, and honestly, the surefire way to get my attention is to use something like actually have read through my profile or my bio and mention something that you know is of interest to me. Like literally that always gets me right away, because then I immediately know like, well, somebody took the time to actually get to know me, at least from a surface level. And it's not just the hello, how are you doing today? Like, you know, immediately it's a delete. So that's what I would say.
Yeah. And I'll say this, I'll answer for Chris. That was a good answer, but I have a better one. Just mention something about Star Wars and he'll jump right on it. Too. You guys will be best friends. And then I guess this would be a good segue to tell you, Chris, I've never watched a full Star Wars movie.
Get out of here.
I know. When I found out that you're a huge Star Wars fan, I was like, thank God this guy didn't book on the 4th, because I would have been like dead in the water for like an hour.
Yeah, May the 4th. But yeah, that's crazy, because I mean it's fine that you don't, you know.
No, go ahead, you can hate on
Star
me.
Wars. But it's I think in our age, you know, our age range, it's a little bit of a rare thing to have met somebody that's never watched a full Star Wars anything. Like,
I know, right?
Show, movie, you know. So
I know people are hating me right now. People are hating me. Brent is already in the chat booing me.
I don't hate you. It's booed. Not a hate thing, but I question.
It's just a shock. You know what? I don't even know if you're a human. I'm going to go ahead and kick you out of my circle. Oh, man. All right. And I got one more silly question, and then we'll kind of jump into it. Okay. And this is if you were musically inclined, which I know that you are musically inclined, who would you want to have a private jam session with?
Ah, man, it would be my hero, who unfortunately passed away a couple years ago now, which I can't even believe it's been a year. I think it's been a full year. Eddie Van Halen.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and I don't think I would even jam because I could never be, but like, I mean, he's the reason why I even started playing. Between him, Ace Frehley, and probably Randy Rhodes and Jimmy Page. Those are like my four like go-to guitar players that like when I was really young, I was like, there was nothing better than that. So, but yeah, it would be Eddie.
All right. Eddie Van Halen. Well,
yeah,
that's unfortunate, but I mean, that's unfortunate. You won't have that opportunity. However, that's a good pick, man. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I might just be like, I don't know if I would jam with anybody because I'm also a guitar player, but I don't know. Like there's people I admire, but if I was given an opportunity to jam with them, I may just decline and just say, you know what? I'll just sit real close and watch, you know?
But you know what? Like, and then I think about that, but I'm like, you know, like even not great of a musician, but I can at least probably play like a, you know, three bar, four bar, like blues or something like that. We could at least just jam out, you know, and I can at least hold my own on that. And then he could just rip.
Yeah, that's pretty true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what? Just give me a bass. I'll play the bass line. Okay. I'll just keep over
there
here.
There you go.
Keep the rhythm.
Right. Michael Anthony did that for years. I mean, it's just like, you know, just fine. You're a bass player in Van Halen. Good job.
Yay. Right. Like you're awesome.
Yeah. Oh, no man. Pressure at all.
Well, I won't get you distracted by music and Star Wars any more than I already have. So man, you're a content creator. You've been a content creator for a long time. I mean, you owned a film business for 20 years. You transitioned, you came over to, you know, helping people individually become their own brand, you know, become recognized in their world. So I hear a lot of people say this, and I even say this, hell, I think it's even in the Creating Daily podcast description of like, we help you build your brand or grow your brand. And then when I really be honest with myself, I'm like, I don't even know if I know what that means. I know what it means at a 10-foot level, but at like a 30,000-foot level. So what does that mean to Chris Vaglio?
You know, it's actually really simple at the end of the day. When we're talking about like your personal brand, I'm going to separate it a little bit because like you have your company brand, right? Which is like, it's your company brand. It's kind of what your brand stands for. What kind of emotion does it evoke when people want to buy it or do business with your company and your brand? But like on a personal brand, the key word there is personal, right? So just keep it really simple is it's really all about you, you know, like putting yourself out there and letting people see like the real you, not the sort of like fabricated, as I like to say, like a matrix version of yourself. Like it's really all about who you are, what your core values are as a human being and the things that you're interested in. And letting that become part of, you know, letting people see who you are and what you're all about. And I think that's the simplest way to boil it down is to not make the assumption that everybody just knows who you are, or what you're doing. And, you know, everybody goes, hey, well, what's the thing? How do I differentiate myself? How do I stand out? And I go, honestly, just be yourself. Like there's no one, you are yourself. Like there's no one exactly like you, even if, you know, like Billy, you and I could have gone to like the same like concert together, right? But like the experience you had at that concert is probably going to be different than my experience, even though we may have even gone together, driven in the same car and like hung out together. Like your perception of that night and my perception of that night are going to be, you know, different. And that experience is going to be unique to us. And so that's a really like simple way of boiling it down. But when you compare that to like somebody's life, right? And what they've been through, those are the things that make you a unique human being. You know, you don't really have to look much further than what you've accomplished in life to date, you know?
Yeah, man, I love that because I think a lot of people do, especially in the business world, it's like, and I see this in the content creation space, I see a lot of people hiding behind, and I'm not going to say hiding behind like they're, you know, trying to hide something, but it's just like, it's safer back here behind my logo, behind my brand. I don't want to put myself on my artwork. Like, I don't want to do any of that because I want it to be about the message. But it's the same in business as in content creation. I think that people come for the person who's creating it at the end of the day. Like, you know, Sid Meadows was on the show Friday and he was basically saying, hey, who has more followers, Amazon or Bezos, you know, like Elon Musk or his projects? And it's always the person who's creating it. And that's where the interesting thing comes through. And so I love it that you in your business, like take your shovel, your coach shovel, and dig down deep and say, hey, let's get some stuff to the surface that's pretty cool. So, man, if I walked into your office or Zoom call, like what's the first thing that you're going to kind of dive into to say, hey, here's the first thing you need to do to find who you are and what you want to share about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, well, the first thing I always ask everybody is honestly, like, what are you looking to accomplish at the end of the day? You know, and whether that's, you know, could be just as flat as like, hey, I'm just looking to stand out. Like, for instance, like I've worked, not, I'm not going to give up any names, but I've worked with, say, somebody who's sells commercial insurance for a living, right? And they, you know, great, great, awesome person. But there is, in his company, there's a lot of them all selling the same products and services, right? So in that sense, it's like, how do I just get that edge, that little bit of a competitive edge in the sense where I'm going to stand out and I'm going to become more memorable, right? So that's ultimately then, like, that's something to work on to say, hey, Chris, how can I become more memorable? Because I want people to remember who I am, not just to be like polarizing and loud, because it's all about like, well, who are you naturally? So what we then begin to do is like, let's start thinking about, or let's start looking at your strengths, you know, your characteristics, the things that make you inherently who you are. And now let's begin to really push those to the front of, you know, what it is you're trying to do. Let's use those. They're all strengths. Let's use those and let's get them out in the front. So then that way people can begin to say, oh, you're the guy that likes Star Wars and metal. Like, yes, I am that guy. And you know what? And that's fine. But I'm also the guy who's, you know, I've, you know, been a content creator. I owned a business, so I know how to run business. I'm also the person who talks a lot about personal branding and feeling more confident in yourself and finding like sort of your own, like, you know, your inner power. But I mean, really it is. It's just that it's the things you inherently possess, the things you were born with, and just stepping into it and saying, you know what? Yeah, this is who I am. And these are the things I'm interested in. And I'm also really good at these things. Like, I'm very knowledgeable. I'm an expert in these things and using all of that. And just a completely, like, you know, the word of the last couple of years has been authentic, but really it's
true. Yeah.
It is an authentic thing. Cause it's you, it's not like you're making it up. Like if I said, hey, Billy, you know, I'm running this webinar. I had someone back out. I've got a great spot. It's about 15 minutes. Do you have a topic you can talk to for at least 15 minutes to provide value? And I'm sure you'd be like, gotcha, Chris. I know exactly what I can, like, right away.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you can talk about for 15 minutes. Why? Because you're an expert in that topic or subject. You feel confident about it and you're providing high value. Like, that's, you know, the stuff, that's your strength. You know, that's the things you know about.
So and that's a good test, I guess, to say, hey, if I called you right now last minute, what could you talk about? But are there other ways that people, because, you know, sometimes, like, okay, so this show, for instance, Creating Daily,
right?
Like, I've gotten so many comments from people who probably only, you know, maybe they'll watch the show one time, maybe they'll watch it every week, but they're like, dude, you're pretty good at that. You know, like, you're okay at that. And I'm like, am I? Because I'm like having fun. I'm goofing off. There's no like, hey, if you don't do this perfect, you're out. Like, there's no 9-to-5. There's no job attached to it. So I'm having a lot of fun doing what I want to do and probably being myself more now than ever in front of people. So is that like something that you coach people to do? Like, hey, go talk to 5 people who know you and 5 people who don't and see what they like about you. And then,
you actually bring up a great, because that is one of the things I do talk to people about, is like, what I typically say is a great thing, to do is sort of like this, like, I don't know what you want to call it, like self audit or whatever, but it's to literally ask 5 people who know you really well and ask them what your best characteristics or attributes are. Okay. Just give it to me. And then I usually say, then do it back for them as a thank you because everybody should know what they are. And it may just be as simple as like, hey, you know, Billy, you're really comfortable, you know, talking on mic, or you're a great conversationalist, or you know what, you got a really good smile. You should really use it more, you know, or like whatever those characteristics are, like you can, like, those are the things you want to know. And sometimes what you really find out more often than not, or are the things that you kind of maybe attributed to being a weakness yourself personally. But now when you do that, you go, oh my gosh, like, everybody said this one thing, which I used to kind of be like, you know, I kind of didn't want to show that, but they all said, no, that's a great attribute. That's a strength. That's why people like really like to talk to you, or, you know, they remember you by this. And you're like, wow, I kind of thought that was a weakness in my own head. So those are the little things you'll sort of discover about yourself when you go through that process, because we, you know, it's so hard to like, we're our worst critic. We're our harshest critic. Right. And
true,
then,
yeah.
But having the people around us who know us, like they can look at us through the unfiltered lens and go, no, 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 this is actually, this is what I love about you. You know, this is why I'm actually friends with you, or why I help you, or, you know, whatever it is. So those are the great things that you'll learn about it when you do like just a little exercise like that. It kind of opens up your mind a bit.
Yeah, man, I love that, because I think oftentimes we are our own worst critic. It is tough to pat ourselves on the back, but I believe and keep a balance. You know, I mean, there's some people who, you know, and I've been this person where I'm like the only person, but I'm the, you know, I'm like, yeah, you're awesome, yeah, dude. And then I'm really not, but I'm like trying to just through my insecurity feel better about myself. So how do you, so you go out there and you say, hey, let's mine this thing. But say if they're like you, I mean, you're a film expert. You're probably, you know, if I had to imagine, you probably know a lot about photography in general, videography, live streaming, podcasting, growing brands, marketing, media, social media. I mean, you're like a multi-hyphen creator, but how do you decide and how do you coach people to decide, like, grab one of these things and focus on it? Or do you grab all of those things and try to focus on it?
Yeah, it's a really great question. And I always tell people, listen, don't keep it simple. Like, I know that even my coach said this to me, and she said, you know, I sometimes think that like somebody like you in a way could potentially, like, you know, and I never realized this, but she said it in a great way that, you know, maybe sometimes I might scare people off by thinking, well, because Chris does all these things, like that's what the expectation is. And I was like, wow, even though I've never really talked about it like that, because I'm always like, listen, start simple. You know, the reason why I'm involved in so many things is because I've been doing this for years, and I've built in little like systems for myself that lets me to be able to create different ways. And I don't spend, you know, so I haven't, you know, I don't do a lot of certain things anymore. So while, you know, sometimes I spend more time creating this over that. And that's just how I do it. You know, I go where I'm having the most fun, where I'm having the most impact. And I think for people in general, like if they're looking to say, well, Chris, should I podcast? Should I make videos? Should I write more? Should I do more design? I mean, whatever it is, I say, well, listen, pick the one that you enjoy doing the most and focus on that. Don't worry about the other stuff right now. Eventually, if you want to start diving into this or that, or, you know, hey, I just want to do a podcast, but do I need to do video as well? I'm going to say, well, do you want to do video? Well, I don't know. I kind of, don't worry about that right now. Let's just focus on doing the podcast. Like, make the podcast. Let's do 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Just start with that. Yeah. And you're going to naturally find, I like this, I don't like this, or now I want to get better at it. And I think as creators, I'll talk to the creators here for a second, is that we all know that once we start creating something, you know, it's our urge to constantly make it better and keep growing at it and go, well, I want to be a better interviewer. I want to get better equipment. I want to get better, like all the things that grow with it when you're creating. But I say for people that, I think anybody all around, like, don't worry about being the absolute best at it right away. Just worry about getting going and keeping it really simple for yourself, so that way you don't quit.
Yeah.
And that's usually the biggest thing, is people just quit because they've already made it too complicated for yourself. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. That's the other thing. Like,
that's good.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, my friend's doing this and I hang out with all these guys, you know, like, and I look, even you, Billy, I know you, you know, we've been talking for a while, I've been hanging out at Clubhouse, and I look at you and I go, oh my gosh, like I strive to be as good and as smooth, because I view it as like, wow, Billy's really organized. He's got his stuff together. He's very knowledgeable. Like, he
jokes
has
on
a
you,
lot more
Chris.
Knowledge. Well, you do a good job faking it until you make it then. But even with that being said, like, you know, like, you influence me. You know, and I think that's what other good creators do. But don't get caught into the trap of the thing of being influenced by somebody, as opposed to being now frustrated and saying, well, I'm never going to be as good as Billy, so forget it. I'm just going to quit. Or, you know, I can't be as active on LinkedIn or whatever as Chris, so forget it. I'm just not going to do it. And that's the wrong attitude. Don't get sucked into that. Like, be inspired and be motivated, but don't but don't let it be to the point where now it tells you that, like, or, you know, forces you to say, well, I don't want to do this anymore because I'm never going to be that good. You know, you've been podcasting for a while. I've been, you know, involved in videos and for a long time. Podcasting for me, honestly, has only been in the last, you know, couple of years that I've done, you know, but even before that, I started doing a podcast with my buddy and we were just talking about nerd stuff and that was it. And that was Galaxy Geeks. And we started out in like 2015 and I did that for years, just he and I, like,
yeah,
not even worrying about all the other stuff that goes along with it, honestly. And then, yeah, you know, it wasn't until the great pause of 2020 that then I started going, well, let me start this, you know, my Rocket Live show. And then, you know, and then eventually meeting Amanda and doing a Chris and Amanda show. But like, those things were all an evolution. It's all an evolution. So you got to crawl before you can walk. And then, you know, before you can run, it's, you know, it's, and you've heard this, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You know, it's about, man, you know, you just gotta like be patient with yourself, keep it simple. And then you'll build off those things. You know, don't get so wrapped up into whatever, keep it up with the Joneses, as they say, you know?
Well, man, and I think that's one thing that I've kind of learned, just in life in general, really not even just as being a creator, but just in life in general, is, you know, you said something earlier about different experiences, different perspectives. Like, you know, we both go to the same concert, we come away with different things. And I think that is the beauty of creating content. Like, you and I could literally create, you could have the Chris and Amanda show, I could have the Billy and Billy show about music or whatever, and talk about the same songs and have way different, you know, way different experiences, approaches. And I think a lot of times we, and I heard someone say this the other day in a Clubhouse room, they said, well, you know, Mr. Beast, they said something about Mr. Beast, which is like, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's, you know, number one YouTuber in 2021, whatever. I don't know what year it is either. And, and so they were like comparing their channel to his. And I was like, you know what, if you want to do that, if you want to compare yourself to another creator, then you have to do exactly verbatim what they do. It's got to be dollar for dollar and pound for pound. So go spend 10 years obsessing over YouTube, give all your money away that you make from YouTube and create better and better and better videos. And then 10 years you can go, okay, I did everything he did. Now I can compare myself to the, you know, like, there we go. Right. I did everything verbatim, but, and that's not possible for anyone to do because we all have, you know, personalities or whatever. Right. And so I love that you shared that, man, because I think so many times, like, I would do that. I would get on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook and go, oh, I'm just never going to create a show like that. And then finally one day I'm like, I'm just going to create the show I want to do that. I'm going to have fun. You know, that's right. It.
Yeah. I mean, and you get into the imposter syndrome thing, which is the other trap, which is like, well, do I even deserve to be doing this? Right? And listen, it happens to all of us. We're human beings, right? I mean, happens to me. You know, I'm sure it's happened to you. It happens to all of us. Like, it's just a matter, though, of how you eventually deal with that imposter syndrome and sort of those feelings that you get. And you really just have to remind yourself that, you know, I know what I know. You know, I'm good at these things that I know, and I'm going to share my take on these things and these experiences I've had. And that's what gets me a seat at the table. You know, I don't need anybody to grant me permission to do these things. Like, you don't need permission. You don't need permission for any of that. You just need to start doing it. You got to give yourself, if you need permission for anybody, it's from yourself. Give yourself the permission to say, hey, it's okay. And I'm going to do this. And yes, I'm going to make a lot of mistakes and it's not going to be technically perfect. And, you know, I'm going to stutter sometimes or whatever it is that you're choosing to create, whatever your medium is that you want to express yourself and create content with, like, there's going to be 100 mistakes and you're going to learn 100 lessons from them, because then the next 100 episodes or whatever it is, or writings or videos, are now going to be better before it. You know, don't let all these things, like, it's head trash. And that's the biggest thing that I deal with a lot of people. And it's because we're human and we have to go through these things, and we get a lot of head trash of I can't do it. I'm not good. What gives me the right? You know, these people are so much more, they're better at this than I am. They're so much more knowledgeable at it than I am. And yeah, they probably are. But that's okay. They're still, but at the end of the day, they're not you. You know?
Yeah.
Like, Bill, you know, there's a lot of podcast experts out there and other creators, but you know what? But they're not you, Billy. Yeah. They're not you. Like, and that's the unique thing about it. Like, I want to get information from you. If I want to get them from somebody else, I'll listen to them too. But like, you know what I'm saying? So that's, don't worry. Once again, do not worry about what other people are doing. Worry about what you should be doing. And if you're going to look at others, be influenced, be inspired, be motivated. Don't use it as the other way.
Yeah, man, this is good. This is, I love this content that you're bringing, man. It's such a good reminder for me. And oftentimes I am like kind of that forefront mentally, like, okay, dude, this is what you're doing. Don't worry about everyone else. But one thing that I think, and we got some chats dropping in here. I'm going to bring some of them up real quick to get them out of the way. Brent Basham said, be yourself, except maybe don't mention your hate for Star Wars. Let me just clarify. I didn't, nowhere during this episode did I say I hated Star Wars.
Right.
I just said I didn't watch the show, which maybe for big Star Wars fans like yourselves, maybe that's what that means. Maybe it translates to hate. John,
yeah, but hate leads to the dark side. So we don't. Yeah. I don't use the word hate.
yeah. Right. John's gonna be on the show tomorrow. He says Billy's one of a kind. Appreciate your kind words. And then look at Billy. He got a lot of head knowledge. Okay. Knee. Was that a big head joke? Knee. Was that a big head joke? Yeah. Right. Oh, I love it. I love it. You got some sound effects over there too. So man, we kind of talked about, you know, perspective and everybody's perspective, you know, a little bit. And there's a word I forgot I was going to ask you another question with. Maybe I'll remember it.
That's right.
But it doesn't, man. It doesn't all go smooth, even when you – and everyone's highlight reel is there, right? Like, we all have our highlight reel. We all have our Instagram. It's curated. It's created by us to be who we want to be when – you know, we're not ourselves or whatever. And I think oftentimes we will get into that trap. But it's kind of like in the fishing world. And this is what I imagine in every world that I've lived in, mm-hmm. you know, I've lived in a lot of worlds, so to speak. This is getting real meta. But man, there's a saying in fishing and I do a fishing show and people come on and they tell you all the stuff you can do. And then they're like, well, is there anything that else? And they're like, no matter what, out of all this, it's just time on the water. And so it's just time doing it. It's time getting in front of your camera. It's doing the reps. It's showing up. It's, you know, so do you agree with that as well? Like, is it, you might not 100%. Just be naturally a good live streamer, but if you do it 100 days in a row, like India, that I mentioned earlier, you're going to learn something.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's the 10,000 hours or whatever that statement is. I mean, you know, I'm going back to my love for Eddie Van Halen. I mean, listen, as talented as Eddie Van Halen was, you know, he still had to like learn to play guitar. He still had to practice to master the instrument for him to be able to innovate what he did. Now, you know, yes, he had a natural talented ability to play music, to write music, but it didn't mean he just picked up and, you know, wrote Eruption the very first time he picked up the guitar. Like, you know, like it didn't happen. I mean, listen, maybe mythically, oh yeah, Eddie saw a guitar and just ripped Eruption for the first time. Like, but the truth of the matter is, no, it didn't. Like, you know, he sat in his room and played guitar and like learned how to play it. And when everybody else was going out, like, you know, getting into trouble being teenagers, he was sitting in his house playing guitar, you know, like, but I think that's what it is. Like, if you want to be good at something, you got to do it. You got to put the reps in and you can't, I think I've, you know, you can hear this almost every single interview I think I've ever with anybody who's ever accomplished anything. And by the time we see what they've got going on, when they get noticed, when they're on our radar, like we're seeing the end result of those hours, that work, that dedication, that all the stuff that they've been doing. We're seeing the 10,000 hours of time that was put into something. Mm-hmm. You know, a band that releases their debut record, like they were already writing those, like Appetite for Destruction. You know, Guns N' Roses is a great example of this too. Like, I mean, they had been playing those songs for a bunch of years already, like the live shows, slogging it out, like playing and practicing and playing and practicing. And by the time they get an Appetite for Destruction, they knew exactly what kind of record they wanted to put out. They knew those songs. They knew how they wanted it to sound. Like, you know, and so when we heard that record for the first time, it wasn't like they just wrote those songs 10 days ago. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. It's like they put the time in to get there. And even when it came out, by the way, it still took a year from when that record came out before they even kind of hit it big. You know, Welcome to the Jungle came out, was not a hit. Like, was not a hit song. It was Sweet Child O' Mine that was the hit. And like, then they blew up. But it took a year for that to even happen. So,
yeah,
you know, we see the tip of the iceberg a lot of times. And I think you can apply that to everything.
Yeah, 100%.
Anybody we admire out there, you know, is like we're seeing the result of the hard work.
Yeah, man. It's kind of like the, you know, that the, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Chinese bamboo tree and kind of the process it goes through, but it is plant it, go out there every day and nurture it for like 5 years. And it doesn't do anything. It doesn't sprout. It doesn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, like in year five, five and a half, whatever, six, I don't know, it just grows to like 90 feet tall. Like in one, you know, in like just a few months or in 1 year, whatever the time. I mean, it's amazing. And when I read that story, I was like, gosh, man, I'm in such a hurry sometimes because we're always, you know, we get everything instant. You know, if I don't have internet instant working, bam, 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 I'm frustrated. You know, fast food, fast this, fast, you know, whatever. And so my wife, man, she is always telling me like, Billy, you got to slow down and enjoy the process. And she's built her whole business in the last 7 years just by enjoying the process. And it's like, I'm just now learning that after, you know, being married for 7 years, almost 8 years, I'm like, oh honey, I finally, I'm like, I'm enjoying the process. And she's like, no duh, ding dong. Like I've been telling you this forever. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So I think that's hugely important, man. It's like in all this building your brand, building your business brand, building your personal brand.
Yeah.
It all takes time, but I love that, you know, show up authentic, be honest, and be super honest with yourself. So how important is honesty to make this happen, to really grow something that people recognize?
I think it's probably the, it is the number one most important thing because listen, I mean, if you're sharing information with somebody that you are trying to like provide high value content in their life, trying to help them, like it should be the right information. It should be the right content, the right topics, you know, like, I don't want to, for me personally, like I wouldn't want to make stuff up or put stuff out there that wasn't true. Like, you know, I want to help people. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm not servicing any, I'm not helping anybody. I'm not doing anybody a service. I'm actually doing way more harm than good to them and to myself. Like, it's not good. It's not good energy. And I believe in karma. That stuff comes back to you. What you put out there comes back, you know, good or bad. And, you know, if you're choosing to be, you know, not honest, you know, and trying to look for the get fast rich kind of things, you know, I mean, listen, if you're that person, I'm going to just say it will come back and haunt you. If you don't think it won't, it will. I don't know when, but it will. And, you know, I would say if you're doing those things, stop. Think about what you're doing to yourself and to others around you, because it's not the way you should be spending your time. You know, and I think that you will get more rich in the sense if you stop doing all that and focused on, you know, what's right. And that will bring you more rich than anything that you could possibly imagine. So, but just to bring this back, I mean, I think that it's very important to be very honest and authentic in what you're doing. You know, there's that word authentic again. And I know a lot of people, oh my God, there's that word again. But, you know, it's just being about who you are. Like, you know, if you are like, you know, Billy, listen, you're an expert in these things, the growing podcast, the fishing podcast, you know, how to monetize things, how to be a creator, how to, you know, how to use these, you have that great knowledge to share and you're doing it the right way. And I think that that's the way anybody should be. If you are out there selling commercial insurance, like you've learned a lot about ways that you can help people. And, you know, there's probably 100 million other videos about people talking about insurance. But once again, it's not you. They're not you.
Yeah.
And you're not them. And you've got people in your own network. And this is something I want everybody to understand is stop thinking. If you're thinking about this, please stop. Don't worry about reaching the millions or the thousands. Think about reaching 50 people in your network. Because if you reach those 50 people in your network, then they will potentially bring another 50 people into your network and another 50 people into your network. Worry about the people in your community and in your current network. Focus on developing and growing that over anything else, because that will be the thing that will once again bring you the riches. And when I say riches, if you've ever read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, you'll understand what I mean with that. It's not always about money, you know, it's a combination of everything that makes you happy in life. So focusing on those bits will actually bring you much more wealth and success and rich in ways, once again, that you could possibly imagine. And I think that's super important. So focus on who's in front of you, who's in your community. Don't worry about the numbers right now. Worry about that's reaching good. Those folks and being, be the pillar, be the information, be, you know, the sun in their universe, you know, like yeah. be the hub of information, the truthful, honest stuff that that's interesting to them, you know? And that's, yeah. that to me is how I've always tried to live my life. And that's where I've always seen the most success. And anytime I've deviated away from that, because I felt the pull one way or the other, it's always me in the ass. It just has. So it's like, okay, nope, this is what works for me. And this is what I'm going to continue to do. And then that's what I ultimately share with other people. And yeah. I may not be for everybody, that's right? Because not everybody wants the slow and patient way to building relationships and building business and all this and that. Like, okay, well, then I guess I'm not right for you, and that's totally fine. And there's other people out there that have the faster, quicker method of doing it. And
yeah,
man, that's, you know, and that's their thing.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's like you can't be, and I say this all the time, like you can't be all things to all people, or you're going to be nothing right. to everyone. And correct. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, and I think sometimes we start out that way in business and in our podcasts and our live streams. Sure, I want a million people watching my show, but I know it's going to take getting 5 or 10 and, you know, having them show up and be consistent. I'd rather have 100 people or 10 people or whatever to show up consistently than I would 1,000 people show up one time. And I think, and I've learned this because I've not been like having right. to pull one over on somebody, but I have been like, hey, if I buy into this, can I get, you know, can I get a return on my investment way faster? And right. you're right. No matter what. I mean, I had a business during the pandemic that skyrocketed, but it went away just as fast as it came. And I was like, this isn't really like, that's cool. I made some money, yeah. but it wasn't sustainable. And I think as creators and business people, it's well, any person really, it's like,
yeah,
you want to create this lifestyle that you want, but then also be able to, you know, sustain it. And so I think that's good, man. A lot of action going on over in the chat as well. So
yeah. Wow. I'm seeing all that pop up as I was going here. This is awesome.
Yeah, man. So we got Sid in there. He's feeling well enough to chat. So many people pretend to be someone that they're not, and people buy into it. It's actually sad. Yeah. It's all about impacting one person at a time. And then Curious Idealist was getting on it with you there. She's like, heck yeah, thank you so much. Good stuff. And if anybody has any questions for Chris, feel free to leave them in the chat.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a ton of fun hanging out with you. It's always fun to talk to your friends on the internet. So I'm like, whatever. I'm just having fun.
I know. I know. This is great, man.
Yeah, man. Talking about branding, talking about all that stuff. So, dude, let's talk about, you know, some of the stuff that you have going on. I know you got sure. your Rocket podcast. You got Chris and Amanda show. So break it down for us for a couple minutes, man. Let us know what you got. How do we yeah. support your creative journey here?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you for asking that. Yeah. So there's a bunch of things I got going on. Obviously, I think the one thing that, you know, we've been talking about is on this is my company is called Rocket Growth Agency. And really at the end of the day, it's business mentorship and consulting. I like to work with a lot of creative professionals, and I usually say I like helping them build a rock star brand so they can get noticed, feel confident, bring in more clients. But, you know, I do work with other, you know, it's not just creators or creatives. I do work a lot with entrepreneurs and owners and sales professionals. So a lot of folks come to me because, you know, of all the things we've been talking about. But on my creator side, yeah, I have two shows I currently do, Rocket Live, which is basically an extension of Rocket Growth Agency, but it's like this, it's conversations with people that I like, other creatives, other creative professionals, other owners and entrepreneurs, and really just talking to them about like what they do, how they do it, why they like doing it, and, you know, ultimately how they're helping others doing what they do. So I love having those conversations and you know, you're actually going to be on my show tomorrow. So tomorrow, 6:30 EST, to watch, Billy and I basically probably have part two of the conversation, essentially.
Let's go. I'm excited.
Yeah, there you go. and then the other show is, the Chris and Amanda show. And that shows, much more of, I guess, quote unquote, entertainment, in the sense that me and my great friend Amanda Sharp, who I met on Clubhouse, decided to start creating together. And it's been over a year. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary last week as a show.
Congratulations. And,
thank you. Thank you very much. And the show is simple. I mean, basically, it's all music based. So we share 3 songs with each other. We don't think the others heard. And the reason why this is funny is because I'm definitely much more cut from the punk, hardcore, metal cloth of things. Well, you know, Amanda's, her, you know, country and Christian pop and, you know, whatever is, I guess, kind of popular in the radio type of thing. So it's it makes for really funny content and us just to have these conversations about the songs. We rate them and react to them. And so we do that live on Mondays at 8:15 a.m. Eastern. And then, you know, you like Rocket Live, you can then basically watch replays on YouTube or listen to the audios wherever you get podcasts or both available on every, basically everywhere and anywhere. So,
yeah,
I make it pretty easy to find me too. So I also have, if anybody wants to connect with me, I did throw a link in the chat earlier. It's a link to all my bio, but I also have a, you can also connect with me by texting the words, "Let's Rock," all one word, no spaces, to 88500. And that will get you access to my share card. And from there, you get all my information. You can connect, links, all that stuff. So I know oftentimes everybody's like, how do I connect with you? Well, I try to make it easy. So just go to, just text the words, "Let's Rock," to 88500, and you'll get all of my information.
In nice.
Spot. Yeah.
I'm about to jump on that texting game. People have been like, dude, you got to get it. You got to get it. But I'm like, I just haven't.
You know, it makes it easy when you're doing things like this, especially from an audio level or, you know, if you're presenting or something like that. It just, if you're in a room, you know, people just instantly like, boom, 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 take out their phones and they can connect with you. And then you can give them access to like materials, training stuff, all any extras that you want to set up. So it makes it nice, easy for people to be able to get access to information.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Well, Chris, you crushed it, man. I love the conversation. I feel like you and I could talk for days and days about whatever. Like, oh, look at that paint drying. Oh, it's awesome.
So. Yeah, exactly. Look at the matte finish on that. It's so great. You know, I love the way the sun hits it and the light bounce.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Now you're starting to sound like my wife. She's like obsessed with paint. I'm like, honey, I don't care about the color palette. All right. Just paint whatever paint you want. We'll do it. Yeah. But anyway.
I like looking at it, but I hate doing it. So that's what I'm not a painter at all. And nor do I enjoy it.
Yeah, right. I always do a bad job. I'm always like, yeah, is this how you do it? She's like, just sit down.
Cutting in. I don't even, what does that even mean? Cutting in. I don't know. It just, put it on the wall. It's paint.
Yeah, exactly, man. Well, Chris, it's been a ton of fun having you on, man. I can't wait to join your show tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Right, we'll be there, live. It'll be a lot of fun. And so, you guys go check out Chris. Anything? Any last words? Any last thoughts that we didn't set you up to say?
You know, I mean, it's. I think it's all good, man. I mean, I would say watch Star Wars. Watch it in the right order. That's one thing. Start with New Hope, Episode 4. Right, I know, Episode 4, 5, and 6, and then you can go back and watch 1, 2, 3. But you know, honestly,
I'm not just going to. For it. I haven't done it in 35 years. I'm not doing it now. Well, maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Listen, man, never too old. Never too old. And then but this will be a good. You watch Episodes 4, 5, and 6. And then part two of this could be talking about your reactions to watching that, and we could have a full discussion about it.
All right. Yeah. So how long is that going to take me to watch 4, 5, and 6? How many hours are those each?
About six hours.
That's nothing. Yeah. That's nothing.
Crush that in a day.
Yeah. I'll watch it. I'll just do it live right here and get copyright bans and all that stuff.
That's fine.
Chris, man, appreciate you. The guy with the weed eater next door just showed up, so it's great timing. Appreciate you, man, so much. All right, everyone, that is it for Creating Daily. Thank you so much to Chris. Thanks for everybody who jumped in, joined the chat over on Facebook and YouTube and Guild and Bullhorn and all the places and that I don't even remember where I syndicated this to, but really appreciate you jumping in. Join me tomorrow. My friend John is going to be jumping in. He's also another multi-hyphen creator from podcasting to comic book illustration. And like so many of us, gets overwhelmed with what, you know, what ifs and what abouts and could this happen? What about that happening? So we're going to dive into it. And I honestly don't know. It could be a therapy session for the both of us, or we could actually walk away and give you some really good information on how to control your ADHD creative brain. But once again, that's the Weed Eater guy. He showed up. I don't know if you can hear him or not, but it's annoying me. So I'm going to hit the end screen, but stick around for the end screen. I changed it up. Let me know what you think about it. And we'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here at Creating Daily.